The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Kingpin from Marvel Comics big in this. Tiny head, giant body.
And we're recording.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God.
Fuck it. We'll do that later.
Right. Fuck you on.
We need to jump right in.
We need to jump right in.
Yes.
Why is that?
Just so we're not here forever.
Get down here on
forever.
It.
One, it's a holiday. We can do whatever we want. Jesus has risen, you son of a bitch.
I know.
Zombie.
I need to go find eggs at grandma's house later.
I'm glad that we found all our eggs. That was about to be rough in like 2 months when I found that one.
Was a little on the fence there for a minute.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 111 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Oh, man. And if you haven't guessed, it's Easter motherfucking Sunday.
Woo-hoo.
Which means my mom roller coaster.
You can't talk if you're not going to be on the microphone. Come over here.
She's fine. She's talking about the roller coaster of emotions that is Colorado right now. Good Friday, then 420, then Easter.
It's crazy.
And dude, how many people do you think went to sunrise service stoned as fuck today?
Would have been me tomorrow. If I'd had to wake up that early.
Be like, I'm going to go to church, but I refuse to do this sober.
Mandatory UA Monday.
Well, like I fucking picked up all... I'm coming up here and Mel and Gabe are both like, you need to get munchies. We're celebrating 420. So I'm at the Walgreens counter with like $30 and just... bullshit junk food. And I'm just getting all kinds of looks. Like the cashier's like, yeah, I know what you're doing later. Oh, it's fine. I'll repent for my sins at some point today.
No, you won't.
No, I
won't.
That's
a lie.
That's an absolute fabrication.
Lie detector test said that was a lie.
Yeah. Oh, mandatory drug test Monday happens. I'll be having a lot more free time.
more than 2 days.
Yeah.
More than 2 days.
Oh, man. Speaking of mandatory drug tests, like, dude at my work got his finger cut off last week.
It'll be another Doyle in his car video. We're like, well, guys, today I got fired.
Can.
I'm going to be making a shitload of these videos.
I'm going to make a lot of these
living
videos.
Living in my car.
Yeah, fuck you, Dom. We make videos all the time now.
In the car down by the river.
Yeah, who cares what Dom thinks?
Oh, I don't care. I just like to give him shit.
I mean, I care because I love him, but I don't care that much.
Dom doesn't care what Dom thinks.
Yeah, this is true. I think Dom hates himself.
Maybe a little. Why else would anyone do keto voluntarily?
Keto?
Keto, whatever the fuck.
Like, I don't know what keto is.
Keto,
some
keto.
Some kind of drug?
Yeah, I mean, he did lose a lot of weight.
Oh, shit.
This is true.
That might be a good reason to do it. Maybe Doyle and I should look into it.
It just sounds like torture. I can always open mouth kiss you and get you all sick like I was for the last 5 months.
So tell us about the culmination of that. Because we've talked about your Greeley level shits.
So
it's a joke, but it turns out you almost died.
Yeah, apparently Greeley level shits were just a precursor to something way, way worse. So between December and right now, I've lost collectively around 35 pounds from this illness. Like, I took a selfie and sent it to my mother the other day, and she was like, you look really thin. Are you okay?
You look like the Holocaust happened.
Oh, wow.
That's not a good joke for today.
With the
Jesus died for the Jews twice.
Yeah, but they killed him.
This is true.
I think the Romans killed him.
He was kind of ratted out by the Jews.
Yeah.
We don't need to go all
it's
Mel
like
Gibson
Romans
on it, but...
but the Jews were like, please do it.
We're not going to say no.
He says he's the king of us, but he's not our real dad.
He's not my real dad.
He's not my real dad. Put him on a cross.
Never going to clean my room.
This is why we're not at church.
No shit, Juan. What gave you that idea?
Mel Gibson, save us from the evil magic.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, basically I've been dying for like 4 to 5 months, and now I'm all better, sort of.
Yeah?
Just healing now.
So Tim sends me a picture that says, finally, I get to eat solid food again. It's just a plate of, like, chicken mole. Like,
fucking
dude,
A.
Fucking diving in the deep end, motherfucker.
Like, it felt so good.
Maybe eat a salad first so that you don't have diarrhea again.
No. Right in the deep end.
I still have diarrhea, Doc.
Well, I definitely still do. We're not out of the woods yet. But I'm able to keep it down now.
Oh. All my kids are saying goodbye to me.
Goodbye, all Gabe's kids.
They're going to go hang out with their mom for Easter.
Probably not.
Who cares about Easter?
No, yeah, not you. Not you.
Not him. Oh, sorry. Not him.
Have fun with the biological.
Oh, she's their mom.
Yeah, the biological.
Tell them all I said hello. Have a good day. I will, yeah, I would
appreciate Mr. Anderson?
That.
No. Mrs. Anderson. You should just mess with him and be like, you're not my real mom.
Wow.
No, she would actually.
Don't do that. I have horrible suggestions.
Yeah.
And don't come back.
Until your next schedule visit. See you soon.
Apparently Sri Lanka just can't hold its shit together for a day. Apparently.
Since when was Sri Lanka holding its shit together?
I don't know. Apparently it was some massive terrorist attack not 4 hours ago.
Ah, fun. Let's talk about other stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody got notes? Good talk.
Skip real world news. Straight to shit.
This isn't a real world show.
I know. Let's get the shit that actually matters.
Great new season of the Real World.
Yeah,
and then it would totally be a real world.
I don't know if there was a real.
Yeah, we talk about important shit on this show.
No,
I liked Road Rules better.
No,
was that the one where they're in the Winnebago?
Actually, good.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that was a better show.
I liked Road Rules better.
When people start being real.
You know what Real World kind of reminded me of? The party we would have once a week when we all worked at Applebee's, except they just do it every day, all day, and they don't have to work.
Right, because their job is to fucking sit in their apartment. Or don't they
have to have jobs
or something?
But their jobs are always like, let's sell t-shirts.
Or like,
I'm
a barista.
Jobs. There was one time where they made them, no, that was Jersey Shore, where they actually made them get like a job that looked
No,
like
in real world, you had to go get a job. It was at a place.
Road rules is the one where
you would go to a different place and then have to get money or do some kind of shit.
What about Road Rules real world?
There was. It was a thing.
Versus Jersey Shore.
Well, that wasn't a thing.
Versus elevator.
Too many abs, bro.
Elevator that's falling.
Does the elevator get in the Winnebago?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Elevator is an amazing show, by the way.
It
is like the stupidest, shittiest piece of garbage show, and I love it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to have to look it up.
It's like a horror. It's like a haunted house game show.
In an elevator.
It's in an elevator.
Why
it's
you post
so
that?
Dumb.
The random shit you guys post all day. We would all like to see that.
I don't watch it.
I haven't watched Elevator in like months and months and months.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I just know what it is.
I thought it was something you just found.
Dude, that's the ridiculous shit that I do post about. Like The Fix. That show's awesome, actually.
What's The Fix?
So since
you didn't watch his video? God damn it.
Did anybody?
I did. I had to edit it.
How many views has it got? Like 5?
That I don't know.
Five different times Juan was editing it?
No. Every time you open the doc.
I edited it out of YouTube. Not in YouTube.
So, ever since At Midnight went away, like, I haven't had a really good, like, kind of late night comedy show.
How does that show go away?
I don't know. Like, they just decided to stop making it.
So good, and I can't see where it costs any money to make.
It doesn't. There's no way that that show doesn't make money hand over fist. But so, my new late night comedy
show.
4
views.
Sweet.
Oh, no, 6 views.
Oh.
And 1 like.
Nice.
Oh.
Was the like you?
No.
Ooh.
I don't like our own stuff.
I don't like our stuff either.
You do that. You do that a lot, and it drives me fucking insane.
But we like it.
So like it as Doyle.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Anyway, so the way The Fix works is they have a topic that's like a...
Fucking wow.
That's like a big world issue, like world hunger or like... You know, why is social media killing our society? That kind of thing. And then they come up with solutions to those problems through the use of 4 comedians with Jimmy Carr as the host. So it's just comedians riffing off of like world problems, and it's fucking hilarious. One of the main cast, so there's 2 comedians that are there all the time. I don't have my phone with me. So D.L. Hughley, and the other one is
Catherine
Zeta Jones.
No.
Is it
Catherine
the girl?
Something? Yeah, she's a Canadian.
Oh shit! Here, I actually have it pulled up. I can.
She's a Canadian comedian. She's fucking absolutely hilarious. I've never seen her in other stuff before, so I don't have her name memorized. But fucking D.L. Hughley,
Catherine Ryan,
is funny as fuck.
He looks weird now.
He's been funny for a long time.
He's old, man.
Yeah,
he's
definitely looks old. He definitely looks old.
Dude, that guy is hilarious. Like, I don't think I've watched one of his stand-up specials since Kings of Comedy, and that guy is still
funny. Jesus, that was fucking like in the 90s.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like a career I've kept track of. But the show itself is really funny. Jimmy Carr is a great host because he either comes back with, like, amazing, like, one-liner retorts, or he has his, like, weird Jimmy Carr laugh where he's like, yeah, it's the, at the end that gets me all the time.
You were Spanky. I mean, it's totally off.
Yes. Subject. Oh, my God.
That's just dead for everyone but me and Gib.
Dude.
So fuck Spanky.
Spanky
Johnson?
Spanky was a great guy until we all figured out he was a pedophile. Like,
that's a real plot twist right there. Jesus.
Yeah. We all worked at like a youth ministry.
Let's stop. That makes it worse.
And it got real weird real fast. We're like, oh, he's sleeping with 13-year-olds. That's terrible.
All right. On to different news.
Really?
Physically, he was a weird looking
guy. Pet Cemetery. That was cool.
Yeah.
Anybody watch Pet Cemetery yet?
No.
Just no?
You. It's one of the few movies I haven't watched yet.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck.
Oh, you got to talk to us about that.
Oh, yeah. So I joined the AMC A-list, and I've seen, like, every movie in the last month.
What is the AMC A-list?
So it's very similar to the thing that you guys are on, except it costs a little bit more, and you get a shitload more free views per week. Like, you get 3 free movies a week, which sounds insane. So in the last month, I've seen Alita, Battle Angel, Us, Captain Marvel, Hellboy, a movie that Alicia wanted to see called Little, and I feel like there's something else, and I can't remember what the hell it was. But that was all in the course of like 3 weeks, and I was like, holy shit, getting a lot of work done. But I think it's going to pay off because there's a shitload of stuff still left to come out this year that I'm excited for.
Did you say Shazam in that list?
Oh, yeah, Shazam.
Shazam,
Shazam was the last one, yeah. It's like, holy crap. It's every movie except Pet Sematary. I think that's coming up. I think we're going to try and see it this week.
It was good. I thought it was creepy as fuck.
Did you like the changes they made to it?
I did.
That was kind of a thing.
So I did a whole video on it. Again, you didn't watch it.
I just haven't watched anything except for terrible television all week.
I haven't watched that one for a specific reason because
you don't
want to
be ruined. Right. No, but I get you. There was a lot of. So I was thinking about that on the way in here because we had a post blow up about Chucky, Child's Play, not earlier this week too, and. I liked the change to the older daughter because it's a little bit more belief. I mean, I have to suspend my belief anyways that they're right. Burying people and people are coming back to life.
Correct.
But in that suspension of belief, it's harder for me to keep suspending my belief to a 5-pound, like, dead child being able to manhandle an adult. Like, that's something that is kind of like, meh. And so having the older daughter who seems – she's still young, but having the older daughter was a little bit more believable, and she's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's really creepy.
Little girls in horror movies just checking out.
Well, it doesn't little girl. Little boys, too, do the same thing.
Once I don't Gage know. Little girls are back, way creepier. Though, in the original, they don't talk much except for that one phone conversation where he
Hannah
says he played with people.
Pitch white skin and but black eyes just the, coming at you with a
hey,
knife.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
We're having another conversation over here. You can edit it out later.
In the new one, once she comes back, they have full-on conversations. And she asks if the mom knows, and he asks her what it feels like and shit. Like, it's really fucking creepy through the whole fucking movie.
That sounds cool.
So it's I enjoyed it. I still enjoy the old one, and I went back and kind of watched a little bit of the old one to show some of the comparisons as well, which I won't spoil because I know you guys want to watch it. But there's a few a good amount of comparisons. John Lithgow still I enjoy everything that guy does from the
even
fucking,
Daddy's Home too
that
because I love the
fucking,
shit out of him.
What's the alien show that he was with?
Where Third Rock came, from
Third,
the
there
sun.
You go.
I love that show.
The big giant head all the time. That I love that show. I love John Lithgow.
He's really good in his bit role in Interstellar, where he plays like the father-in-law.
Actor,
yeah,
like,
he's fucking legit.
I feel like John Lithgow is one of those character actors
Broadway
that
and
maybe
shit too,
doesn't
I think.
Get
yeah.
nearly enough love. You know
I don't
what I'm
think
saying?
So. I agree.
Let's go on the record of saying, John Lithgow, we love you.
Yeah,
we love you, John. Please,
Mr. Lithgow.
Wait, Mr. Lithgow.
Mr. Lithgow. If you pass away by October, we'll have you on our seance.
It'd be the only time we get you on here, maybe.
You won't come on the live show.
I get it. You're bored. What do you want? No, you want to pester me.
It was worth it. Go. I liked it. I'd say the creep factor was there through the whole movie, so I thought it was good.
Nice. No, it's on my list, sure. That and Us.
Bork.
I heard a couple of people that didn't like Us.
That they, I loved
they
Us.
White you? They were white. There but it had go. Nothing to do with
nope,
the whiteness.
That's it. That's what happened.
So, Devin and Taylor, the commercial could be just better, but that's one of the few previews that's ever actually creeped me out. Us. Me too. That preview,
it
I was like,
weird.
That fucking movie's creepy as fuck.
It is creepy as fuck. Like, it's. There isn't any, like, jump scare horror moments, but it is
it's
straight.
Burn horror, right?
It is, yeah, it's straight up anxiety, the movie, well, like, because you're waiting for shit to happen.
Devin and Taylor said that they were, when they were watching it, they were trying to figure out, like, what was that. I haven't seen the movie, so I have no fucking idea. But they were trying to figure out what was actually happening, and I don't know if the plot confused them, or, again, because I haven't seen the movie. So they were busy trying to keep up with the movie. And that's what they didn't like about the movie.
It's
so
a very intelligent horror.
So what I think is interesting is movies like Us or a really good example from the last few years is like Heredity or
I haven't seen that
or
movie
The
either.
Witch. Because,
yeah.
Because they're like a little more highbrow and the plot is – and like this isn't meant to be derogatory towards Devin and Taylor. But like the plot is a little bit more like you have to think about it. I think because we're so patterned to watching movies that are just like pure entertainment and pure enjoyable that when we have to like really think through a movie, sometimes it lowers our enjoyment of it, especially when our expectation was just this is going to be scary, gory, fast-paced horror movie. Right. And then you get something like, you know, like you said, Us is where it's just anxiety, the movie. Or a movie like a really good example of this is House of the Devil. Where fucking nothing really truly horror movie happens until like the last 20 minutes. And that causes like these fan splits where you either love it because you've had to think through it or you don't love it because it's like, well, I mean, I was trying to keep up with it as opposed to just being able to purely enjoy it.
I'll tell you the other movie that did that to me, but I still enjoyed it was Suspiria. That's a movie where all of a sudden, like, you're watching people do ballet and you're watching shit people are talking. I'm trying to figure out because I'm trying to read and shit, too.
And then all of a sudden,
there's a fucking witch bending a body in half. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. What the? Like, but it was an enjoyable movie. I enjoyed it. I generally, if I can keep up, I'll enjoy movies like that. But it is harder.
Yeah.
I've noticed that style of horror movie is a less liked horror than
because you have to think
horror.
About it. It's not like a oh that was scary
it's
as shit.
You have to think about it. Some of them you do, but just that like this is just an anxious go nowhere pitch for 2.5 hours, and it doesn't usually leave you feeling satisfied.
Well,
like
I think a part of it is our expectations as like American film goers is very different than it is like internationally because you'll find that a lot of the horror movies that have that feel to them, like Suspiria, is a foreign film, or like a movie like The Witch isn't. Like a foreign film, but it's produced by like a company that typically produces foreign films, and I think it has like a Norwegian director attached to it. That might be wrong, but
sounds familiar.
But like those ideas like tend to be more of like the art house or like foreign film category, and because people and I don't think this is like Americans are stupid. I think it's because
but
Americans,
you wouldn't be wrong in that assessment either.
but you grew up.
Yeah,
you grew up with like slasher films, Freddy and fucking Jason and all them. They were way more gore and way, you know, it was straight up just people dying, and that's you didn't have to wait for anything, you know, it just kind of happened.
Well, you had to wait in between
like,
the kills.
I haven't seen Pet Sematary, but I'm going to assume it looks like a fairly traditional horror movie that basically spoon feeds you everything you need to know about it. Eventually,
they do. It's, the thing I loved about Pet Sematary is that it did have jump scares. It had probably five or six of them, but something about the movie kept me just creeped out through the whole fucking movie, which was awesome. That's what I love that about the movie.
Yeah.
The old Pet Sematary, looking back onto it, makes me laugh because the visuals are
so goddamn cheesy.
It really is. Yeah.
Just a different time. Yeah,
I still love that movie, but it gives me a different feeling now looking back onto it. And for some reason, the new Pet Sematary just kept me creeped out the whole fucking movie.
That's cool. Yeah. Like that makes me really interested to see it. It's a lot of the same reasons I'm interested to see the new Hellboy.
Yeah,
is because what I've heard about it is it's so different.
It is not
the older Hellboy that makes me excited. It's gory. It's violent. It sounds like it feels more like the comics than less like the comics. Honestly,
I feel like Hellboy is suffering the same thing that like the Han Solo movie did. There's just haters for the sake of hating. It's not Ron Perlman.
There's a little bit of
Guillermo del Toro.
I don't know, man. A lot of what I've seen online is literally, I'm not gonna watch this movie because it's not exactly what I was anticipating.
That's not the amount I give it. I just think a few things were sloppy, and maybe it doesn't come across sloppy while you're watching it, but his face comes across as fucking super sloppy to me, and all the looks like fucking elephant face, and they painted it red. Like, it did not, it's not, some of it's like angular off to the fucking side. I was like, Hellboy does not look all fucked up like that.
Yeah.
It is a very different aesthetic for Hellboy himself.
Yeah.
I posted something about,
like I said, maybe it comes off better in the movie. I don't know.
It does a little bit.
The critics gave it like a 15% or some shit like
and
that.
And fans gave it like
and
a
the fans
60.
Gave it 60-something percent. So that's still not great.
It's one of the hugest divergences I've still, ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually that far apart.
It's still not the greatest thing from fans, but I think somebody had said they should have given us the three-peat of Ron Perlman. And I thought, I wonder if some of the shit not necessarily was, I'm not going to go see it because it doesn't have Ron Perlman, but I think the excitement was very, very high for a third Ron Perlman movie.
And now it's super
and,
muted.
Yeah, and yeah. I think what may have helped if they had decided to make that third movie was to still make the new one, but give everybody the third one first and then go back to kind of a retelling of it. And then I think that might have sparked a little bit more interest in a soft reboot or whatever they ended up calling it.
The
or
only problem
reboot.
Was Del Toro just right. couldn't get the financing for it.
Like, yeah.
Nobody wanted – there was no drive behind it except for from the fans. Right. And the last – like I think Hollywood's reticent to like – follow fan drive because of things like Snakes on a Plane and stuff like that, where like fans just push and push and push to get something, and then when they get,
I remember a big push for Snakes on a Plane.
Dude,
I just remember it like being a thing, and then everybody was about it for no reason.
Yeah,
hey, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Once like it hit, internet, people were like, "Oh my god, Snakes on a Plane!"
The internet will get really behind something, and it's like a joke. Like it's meant more as something funny, and they're really pushing for it. And I think Hollywood's been burned on that enough that now they're like, "Oh, you really want a third Del Toro? Well, then why were the returns on Hellboy? Hellboy 2 so much crappier than Hellboy 1
because Hellboy 2 wasn't good.
But what are you going to say about the third one? Like, think about Del Toro's Blade 2 versus Blade 3. Like,
every once in a while, you stumble onto the fifth, sixth, or seventh sequel that's way better than the third.
But from what I understand,
Hellraiser Inferno, man. Like,
you should have stopped making movies a while ago.
Well, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Hellboy 2 is not based off of any comic series, right? It's completely original. So that's probably
ideas.
Why it suffered a little bit.
There's ideas from some of the series in it, but I don't think it's like a specific one. If
yeah.
I remember correct.
So maybe
I
that's why it just
fully
didn't feel
the hatred towards the movie. To be honest. Honest.
Neither have I.
I love the movie, so.
I mean, it's I liked it, yeah. I'm just saying, overall, people say it was bad. I don't know.
People can suck dicks, and some of them do.
Yeah, they can.
Some of them do. You are correct.
So talking about kind of like arty movies. So it was 4:19, about to turn midnight, got stoned as fuck, and decided, you know what? I'm going to do this the right way. So at midnight, I turned on the original Dune. Mistakes were made. I was very high, which makes a hard-to-follow movie even harder to follow.
Were you up until 6 o'clock in the morning?
No, I was up until about 1:30 and didn't finish the movie because it's like 2.5 hours long.
That's a long goddamn movie.
Speaking of long, I'm not going to talk about it much, but I forgot how fucking long Gladiator was.
We watched the extended cut, dude.
I think I did, like, too. 2 hours and 50 minutes or some shit. I was like, what the fuck?
We'll come back to that.
Are you not entertained? So honestly, it was not being entertaining. I was
So Christopher Lambert did a remake of Dune a few years ago that's like significantly more coherent. Like it follows the plot of the book like a lot better. This is such a fucking David Lynch movie. It's unbelievable. There is some things like the still suits. So they wear these still suits that contain all of their moisture because they live on this desert planet. And they have to, like, retain, like, literally they have to retain and process their sweat to drink, like, because there's so little moisture on the planet, right?
They'll start to get eyes that like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That gets explained at length. I mean, like, for 2 or 3 minutes in the movie, like, why they're actually on the planet completely fucking glossed over. So, like... Bailey came home.
Shit
like,
happened. We're here.
Yeah.
The spices. We must control the spices.
Bailey came home from hanging out with her friends like about 10 minutes into the movie. So she really hadn't missed whole lot. And she just immediately was like, why are they doing that? Well, where are they now? What is going on? Like, and she starts asking me all these questions about the movie, and I realize that the only reason I had any of the answers is because I've been, like, reading the book over the last year. So I'm, like, answering the questions. She's like, when did they explain that? I'm like, they didn't. Like, there's
common knowledge, bro.
There's so much left up to you just knowing the source material in David Lynch's version of Dune that it's unbelievable.
Well, honestly, when David Lynch made Dune, a lot of the people who watched Dune probably did know the source material.
Well, yeah, but...
that's a weird-ass pairing.
Dude, he has such a strange way of making completely plotless movies that I find so bizarrely enjoyable. Like, I think I've seen every David Lynch movie and come out the other end going, I don't know what happened, but that was cool. And Dune is kind of the same.
The spice. It's got a pretty star-studded cast going here, Purdue. In the new one. Yeah.
The old one does, too. Dude, Patrick Stewart's in it. From Star Trek.
I know who Patrick Stewart is.
Wait, do you know about Patrick Stewart?
That face. You know Patrick Stewart. Juan, I need to hold your hand and explain who that is.
Sting is in it. I need to hold your hand, Juan.
Which Sting?
No, not the wrestling. Oh my god, that would
That'd be legit.
Totally different movie.
He just comes out with a face paint and bat. Oh my god. Heard y'all motherfuckers was dicking with spices.
There's famous people in this one too. It's a fucking fascinating movie, and if you like strange movies, it's definitely worth watching. If you do not like strange movies, avoid this film at all costs. You will hate it.
And if you want the whole thing explained to you in 30 minutes, just call AC.
Oh, no. Shit.
I think that'll only take 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's going to take 3 to 4.5 hours. AC the movie ended an hour ago. I got to get out of here. I got to tell you about what
I'll just watch the movie again.
Oh, man.
From Dead Sleep.
So I walked the guy that dog sits our dog 3 days out of the week. I went over to his house.
Fuck Jared.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm just kidding.
I love Jared. He's awesome.
I don't know if he listens.
I think he does. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It's probably sporadic, though.
Does he like 6 inches or foot longs?
Yeah. Jared's very sporadic.
Nothing's not sporadic.
He likes whatever. That's what he likes.
Like, just as long as it's got
meatballs.
I'm with that.
I had Jared put about $100 worth of comics aside about 3 months ago. Now, I suppose that I will buy those comics sometime the next year and a half.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But we don't know.
So I went over to his house to drop off Yeti, and he was watching Groundhog's Day, and I had a fearsome need to watch Groundhog's Day. So on Wednesday, when all of the schools were shut down because a crazy lady kill herself,
that was the truth.
That also happened in Colorado.
Yeah, I sat down and watched Groundhog's Day. Holy shit, that movie is funny. Like,
it is very good.
My God, Bill Murray is a goddamn genius.
All Bill Murray is hard to beat, man.
All Bill Murray is hard to beat. I can't think of a Bill Murray movie I don't like. Try me.
Try me.
Garfield, other than Garfield.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
The fact that he thought he was going to be in a different Garfield movie when he took the movie, it makes me like it.
What yeah. Garfield movie did he think he was going to be
in? No, it was the director.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He thought the director was something.
Yeah, he was. So he had worked on a movie prior to Garfield with somebody else who happened to have the same exact name as the director who was approaching him for Garfield. And because he's crazy and doesn't listen to pitches, he just fucking – he just heard the name and he's like, that's yeah, right. I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then he got to the set and realized he couldn't be like, oh, fuck, I can't do this movie.
Yeah, right? I mean, was it The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou? That was a hard watch, but it was still good.
I didn't watch that one.
I like that movie.
Yeah, I like
that's
Aquatic
a pretty funny
too.
Movie. I don't know. It's that movie's fucking absolutely hilarious. Like
I like Groundhog just,
Day. It just keeps going. I remember my dad hating it because that was like his worst nightmare is to like just wake up in the same place over and over and over again. But I don't know. It cracks
Did
me
you
up.
Ever have fucked up dreams like that?
Yeah.
There was a season of my life where for some reason I kept having nightmares.
A season? You live like, your life in seasons?
Yeah, it was seriously like a couple of years, and then it went away. It's like, hasn't happened before or since. It's a season.
I like How old that. Are you now?
I like that.
34.
So you're on your 34th season?
Yes.
Every day is a new episode?
Season 28 and 29 were fucking
but,
crazy.
But no, I would have
new episodes daily.
Not the Truman Show, you son of a bitch.
You
cult class.
Where are you?
I fucking hated that movie.
That's terrible. I agree. We will watch it next month. No,
oh, Truman Show's a
now
good
that I
movie.
See
what the fuck?
For it.
Oh, I hated it.
No, but I used to have nightmares where I'd wake up, and in my dream, I would wake up in my room, and everything looked normal until it suddenly started spinning off into fucking nightmare number two. And that would happen like 4 or 5 times. Ugh. It fucking sucked.
I hate when I wake up in a dream and don't realize that I'm still sleeping and then wake up. Like, it's just the weirdest fucking feeling.
I don't dream.
Hashtag Inception.
I don't really remember my dreams.
I don't really anymore, but when I was younger, I used to have really active dreams.
I still dream a lot. I just don't have fucking interception going on in my brain anymore.
I'm generally the type who lays down, and once I fall asleep, it's like a second, and I'm up again, and I don't remember the rest of the
night. I physically
hate
that, the exact feeling of going like, oh, shit, it's morning. Like, except for me, it's like, oh, shit, it's 9 p.m. When that happens, then I want to punch something. I'm like, robbed of sleep. Even though you probably got really good sleep.
So
like, I slept not, world.
For me, it depends on the manner in which I go to sleep.
You bleed me from existence. Here I am. Like, no, I just don't beef again.
Like, if I go to sleep drunk, weird dreams. If I go to sleep high, weird dreams. If I go to sleep sober, nothing.
Yeah.
I wake up the following morning like, okay.
So Hannah's been sleepwalking like the last couple of weeks.
I had that problem for a while too.
It's been pretty funny. Like she'll come out in the living room and I'll be like, okay, let's just take you back to bed. And we just kind of direct her back to her room. But maybe like three, that's because you're asleep. Like about three nights ago, we get, I get her back in bed and she lays down. She goes, Dad, do you have the shower. Never mind. And like, just goes back to sleep. Like,
you know how horrific that can be under the right circumstances. Like, you're just waking up. It's really drowsy. It's just like, the fuck are you talking? Just gotta throw a jab just to make sure you start in the program before it starts.
We had it.
Do you know where the shotgun is? What?
What? What the fuck? No, we don't have one of those.
I didn't hear Spirit of Menendez.
Dad, I microwave the cat. What?
Spirit of Menendez. Oh, God. It was such a throwaway line, too. That's the best part.
Yes. fucking Menendez
Brothers.
Wow. Oh, man, I watched that shit on TV when it was happening.
I know. They wear suits, looked all sad.
Fuck.
Watch this movie on Netflix. There's a new movie on Netflix called The Package. Have you guys seen the trailer for this?
Are you sure you didn't see that on?
You were telling me about this last night.
No,
and I'm pretty excited to watch
it on Netflix. So like, that brand of comedy, like that's just teenagers being stupid asses. So this is that brand of comedy. It's 5 kids. They go camping in the woods, right? And 2 of the kids startle one of the dudes while he's playing with his butterfly knife and taking a piss. and he accidentally cuts his own dick off, right?
Yally.
So they they get him medevaced from their campsite to a hospital.
Of course.
Okay. And they hand the EMTs their cooler with beer, not their cooler with the dick.
Oh, shit.
So the rest of the movie is them trying to, like, get the dick back to their friend, right? And,
oh, God.
Dude, they don't know what hospital. They.
The premise of that is just quite
hilarious. Just crazy town from beginning to end. Mel came, like, obviously I was crazy high while I was watching this, and Mel came home, like...
That might be why I love the idea so much. Oh, right. Very moment.
Like, Mel came home about halfway through the movie, and I was like, look, I've started this. I really want to finish it. You're going to hate this movie. She's like, really? I was like, I promise you, it's just dick jokes and, like, absolute... pure ridiculousness. We get to the end of the movie. Mel just looks at me and goes, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would you watch something like that? I was like, because that shit's funny. Like, it's like the first time you watch Harold and Kumar and it's just like shit show from beginning to end.
Lowbrow humor
has
its place. There are moments when it's just great.
It does. It was awesome.
I agree.
I've literally gone from one end of the spectrum to the other, like Dune and highbrow horror to The Package. Which is, it's great. It's funny.
I have watched a lot of shit on Netflix, though, recently. Stuff that I'm not even interested in. Netflix just keeps making shit, and for some reason, I'll watch it, and like three-fourths of the way through it, I'm like, I have no interest in this fucking thing. But I watched the whole thing. Like this girl who got paralyzed. She's a cowgirl.
No interest.
It's like her overcoming, you know, the I'm paralyzed shit, and I'm still a cowgirl, and it's like... country woman strong. At the end of the movie, I'm like, why am I watching this film? Like, there's like 18 things I want to watch. I want to go through. I'm like, I'm not caught up on the Orville. I'm not caught up on its other shit. Let's watch this bullshit. But anyways.
I'm one behind on the Orville.
There's things I'm catching up to you guys on. Like, I finally watched... what's that Natalie Portman movie? Name's escaping me right now.
The Professional.
Annihilation. Yeah, finally watched that. That was a great movie.
Professional.
I love that movie.
It was funny. Like, that's another one of those, like, weirdly highbrow movies that had me thinking at the end.
Like, I watched it, like, three times. It still has questions.
Yeah.
What movie is that again?
Annihilation.
Oh, okay.
Like, that movie's really fucking good.
I was too busy telling a professional joke.
It's deep, bro.
It's real deep.
But anyway, I did come across a few good shows on there. The Order season one is pretty fucking good.
Right on.
Which I think I talked a little bit about, thinking it was some totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is still entertaining. What's it called? Legacies? Which this is funny because it's like the third iteration of a show I did not like, but now I like it. The Vampire Diaries became like The Immortals, became Legacies, and I think the third show is the better of the three shows. I don't know if you guys watched any of those shows.
Nope.
Dave was just looking at me.
You watched the shittiest TV.
I gotta watch. Sometimes I have to watch
Vampire
shit.
No way, The Orville's amazing.
Like, I have to.
I'm just giving him shit.
I don't know why.
We just have different tastes.
Doyle's Team Edward.
No, dude. No, those are so bad.
I have to, like, ask my kids if they, like, want to watch the terrible, like, hey, I want to watch a home improvement show today, or we're going to watch something about, like, architecture, and they're like, Jesus Christ.
Like Home Improvement Tim Allen?
No.
That's amazing.
Home Improvement, like, people building new houses.
Oh, yes, that's awful.
Alicia and I fell into the trap of watching some architecture show that was on Netflix. We binge watched the whole damn thing, three seasons.
Bullshit though, because you're just like, let me watch these people get a nicer house. Satisfied.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, you still don't have that house.
The cashier at fucking McDonald's. Yeah, he can afford a $2 million house somehow.
It's like those Lifetime shows. Memes. It's like, I raise salamanders and I'm a stay at home mom. Yeah. Our budget, $3 million.
What?
Salamander business be booming.
It is booming.
Lord have mercy. Where are all these salamanders going?
The sole salamander supplier.
I made Tim watch a bunch of Mental Samurai in the same note.
I don't know what that is.
It's a ridiculous game show hosted by Rob Lowe where they like spin people around in like this weird gyroscope thing and have them answer simple trivia.
Oh, I think I did see the preview for that, actually.
Like, it's pretty fun because you know the answers basically to all of the trivia questions, but they have a few that are, like, tricky.
Yeah.
If you don't have, like, a really broad base of, like, pop culture knowledge. So there'll be, like, something that's like, here's a historical person, here's a new star and an old star. And if you fit into, like, a weird, like, age group of too young or too old, you don't know one or the other, and it makes everything hard.
That happened a couple times last night.
Yeah, you got hard a couple times?
Yeah.
Always. But
I assume it happens.
Like, there's a woman as old as my mom on the show, and one of the answers was like a movie question, and the answer was Inception. I'm like, yeah, that woman looks like my mom. She doesn't know this fucking answer.
Yeah, it's like a word scramble. It's like, reorganize the letters to name a popular movie from, like, you know, 2000, whenever it came out. And it was very clearly just says Inception, but she doesn't know it. Mm. Like, because she just doesn't know
Inception.
She doesn't
know the movie.
There was another one that was named this popular band from the 80s using a pictographic, and it was a picture of a hallway and a bowl of oats.
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
Exactly. Everybody knows that it's Hall & Oates.
Well,
unless
we
you
know.
Don't fucking know
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates at all. So the guy's looking at it going, oh no, I see a hall and oats.
They're all correct.
Well, but you have to, like, lock in the answer. Yeah. And because he's so nervous that he's going to get it wrong, he just never answered the question. But he's literally just sitting there going, I see a hall and oats.
Hmm. Meanwhile, like, the entire crowd's like motherfucker.
So I don't know. It's
how many, like.
So basically, we recommend the.
There are that build Hall & Oates in your brain, and there is not a single similarity in that person's head.
Yeah, it's just weird.
None of those.
So basically, it's the perfect show for Mike Kirk and John Still.
Yeah,
because they love knowing the answer and shouting it when nobody else gets it
or cares.
Yeah, or cares.
Speaking of which, where the fuck are you, old Still?
Dude, he's busy laying in a bed with no shirt on.
Yeah, bro.
Or making shit in his Instapot, or rolling at bars for
wearing a cowboy hat with a face mask.
Fives of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the people that didn't ban him in his own private group.
Oh my god.
Did he? No, he did. He got Facebook jailed, not banned.
Well, yeah. But that's different. Just think it's funny that it was his own people that did it to him.
Well, so that's
well, he had more people at his shows before because they were all the dudes sleeping with his wife.
Oh, big jab! No way he doesn't call back now.
I had to think if you were safe or not, still, but I had decided that you weren't.
He brings it on himself. Didn't he send us all a group picture of, like, there's my wife's car parked in my neighbor's driveway?
Sure, that's why you do him so wrong.
Oh, buddy.
Fuck you, Sucrose Memories.
Saying that.
The opinions expressed on Thinking Outside the Long Box are those of the individual, not about Thinking Outside the Long
that
Box.
That does get said at the end of every episode.
Yeah, I'm still supporting
and
John
for
Patreon.
This reason only.
Has he even put out an episode?
That's what I'm saying.
He hasn't, dude. Old Still, we miss you, bro.
That's why. You know, I'm like hard love prodding you right now, but not in a rapey way. Well, just in a verbal way.
No,
it's pretty rapey.
It's verbal rape.
And physical rape, too. He means to assault you sexually.
Wow. Oh, man.
Only if you're down, John Still. Only if you're down.
Don't worry. He's good with his hands.
You guys familiar with Pepe the Frog?
Fucking no. Pepe. I am.
I feel bad about it.
So Pepe the Frog has become a symbol of the alt-right, worn on pins by wonderful people like Richard Spencer and other Nazi douchebags.
Such a weird.
How did that happen?
I don't
Pepe
know.
Pepe the Frog was like an internet meme for years.
So I.
Now it's a fucking racist symbol somehow?
So I read the book Boys Club that Pepe the Frog comes from, and it's basically just about anthropomorphic animals getting high and barfing and shitting.
Nice.
It is genuinely the stupidest book I've ever read. And how Pepe the Frog became a symbol of white nationalism is so fucking bizarre. Like,
he had too much weeds today, I think.
Oh, probably.
Probably slightly, but that was just funny to me as well.
Like, it's just funny.
We're both on edibles right now. I think me and you are the only sober ones here, Juan.
I'm good.
good. I'm doing good.
I know. I need coffee in my life here pretty soon.
Oh, we'll take a break here in just a second.
I was surprised
but...
we didn't start there.
But it's like the okay symbol. Like when you put your thumb and pointer for your... How the fuck did that become a racist thing?
I don't know. Like, it's just stupid. It's like, we're going to co-op this, like, ridiculously stupid character that literally all he does is, like, shit his pants and smoke dope.
But why would they want Pepe, the Spanish guy, to be their leader?
No idea.
Or to be their mascot, I mean.
It makes no kind of sense. And it's annoying. I hate... You're
okay.
Probably right.
French is fine too, but I don't think the right likes the French either.
Maybe that's why. Maybe because he's inherently racist. Because he's a frog and he's French. I don't know. It's stupid.
Fucking
the book was not great.
Are frogs turning gay though?
It's literally the lowest rating I've ever put on a Goodreads book.
So wait, it's just animals that mutate?
No. They're anthropomorphic in the sense that they're like... animals with like human bodies and acting in human ways, but they're basically
so they're like
dumbass frat boys.
They're like
basically
mutant animals.
They're kind of like the Ninja Turtles, but even stupider.
Yeah, see,
hey, you bite your tongue.
No, I'm saying like
I was like, damn, I thought you liked the Ninja Turtles.
I do like the Ninja Turtles, but like I mean, like as individuals, like the Ninja Turtles are like doofy teenage pizza eaters.
Correct.
Well, we're gonna take pictures of my giant shit. Like literally, we're gonna take a picture of the giant turd I laid and smoke
dope,
and that's what you got.
Gotcha.
Okay. Like it's.
I thought it was funny for different reasons when you said it the first time.
I don't know.
Mainly
after
high
you explained
reasons.
It sounded brilliant, but then it got not brilliant.
Yeah, it's not brilliant. It's not great. And it's weird that it happened the way it happened.
Well, the alt-right is pretty fucking stupid, so.
Correct.
Fuck you.
They got Pepe.
So before we go to break, Tim and I were talking about something
torches.
Last night. There's got to be.
Touching peepees?
Yeah, touching peepees. But besides that.
Shaft to shaft.
So. Ash and I have been playing a video game called Surge, which is in the same vein as like Bloodborne or Dead Souls, where it's like pretty relentless. Dark Souls, sorry. Just difficult to play a hard, as Tim described it, a game in hard mode from beginning to end.
Yeah, the learning curve is just a straight line up.
Yeah, you just got to figure it out.
Figure it out.
So we were talking about it. There are video games that all of us love. That have that level in it that you're like, fuck this level. What? Mine, I describe mine instantaneously. Castlevania 3's Clock Tower level, fuck that game. Like, it took me forever to figure out how to beat that level. And then when I did, the rest of the game was such a breeze that it was largely unsatisfying.
Yeah.
How about you?
For me, it's the butcher fight in the original Diablo game.
Oh,
so 10-year-old Tim is playing Diablo. Probably shouldn't be because there's tits and blood. But in Diablo 1, there's no like real direction. Like you can go down into the level, and then the stairs to go down to the next one could be right there because the maps are randomly generated.
Right.
So I'd be like, oh, okay, get down to level 3, have to fight the butcher, and get just fucking one-shotted repeatedly and be like, fuck, now I got to do this all over again.
What do I do?
Because I wasn't aware of the fact, like, oh, I should probably be clearing each level before I go down the stairs, even though I already know where they are. So that was a real bitch. That and the fuck, what's it, like Lion King level 3 for Sega? Fuck that.
I feel like no one, kids in our generation will never feel the pain of beating a Genesis or Nintendo game. Like, those things were hard as fuck. Like, and Super Contra, never beat that.
No, me neither.
Original Contra, never beat it. Ghosts and Goblins, don't think I've been past the second level.
I don't know if anybody has ever beat that game, Ghosts and Goblins.
That game's impossible.
Like, I remember beating, like, Sonic and Tails for the first
time.
Oh, Sonic 2?
That was a hard one.
And, like, I remember beating that game and being like, and then there was like a Vector Man 1 on Sega, which was a really cool fucking game.
Stealth Fighter on Nintendo.
Fucking A.
Once
another
I figured
really
out
hard
how to
one.
Land, I went really far into that game. It has 100 levels. I made it to level 93 one time. Never beat that game. That game was ridiculous. How about you, Doyle? What's a level that you're like, I love this video game, but I hate this level?
There are like lots of those. Like every Mega Man game to me feels like that the entirety of the game. Like I love what it's going on, but I'm like, it's so fucking hot. Why? Why are you such a little kid? Project 4 Fortress. I was trying to look that up. I remember that thing kicking the shit out of me all day.
I remember that game.
It's a squadron game. It's like a jet game for Super NES. It's what you fight at the end.
I was awful at flying plane games.
Oh, dude. Just straight I used to love that game so
much. Oh, God, yeah. Especially Project early 4. On when the flight thing was just bad anyway.
Yeah. The Project 4 Fortress will beat your ass, though, in that game. Well, the problem with this is, like, after you kill it, too, it explodes. It's like, there's that part of the game, I think, where it can, like, kill you, and it's taking up the whole fucking screen. So it's like you killed it, but it takes you out as you're going down. But yeah, that game fucking was hard.
Maybe not a level, but what's a game that you love, but it's like fucking impossible?
I remember now playing, when I go back and play like Mortal Kombat, I don't know why, but they're fucking crazy hard now.
Like
but
one and two.
Whenever Street Fighter, I would play Street Fighter, it's usually a breeze to get through everybody. And then M. Bison was like the worst fucking boss to try and beat.
No,
Psycho Upper.
Yeah, like, dead. What the fuck?
For me, it was Sagat. Like, if I could get to Sagat in Street Fighter, I had a tough time with him. And then if I beat him, I could beat the rest of the game. But, like, Sagat. Dude, he'd punch you and your life bar just go boom. It's like, what the fuck?
So, like, I never played any of the originals, but in high school, Capcom versus SNK2 came out, which is like the amalgam of every fighting game ever, pretty much. And, like, there's two boss fights at the end. You have to fight Regal, who's like the SNK baddie. And he's fucking almost impossible because he's so damn fast. And then the boss after him is like Demon Akuma from Street Fighter. And he's Akuma even faster, and he shoots like double Hadoukens every time.
And he has that huge screen filler Hadouken too.
Yeah.
Akuma was hard just in his own game by himself. That was a hard one. Vega was hard for a little bit because you had to kind of time when he would jump on the fucking fence and then jump off of it and try to hit you. But he was okay for a little bit. But
and he makes it weird scream
for me
every
was just
time.
So hard.
Yeah, Sagat always got me in that game, but
and
Bison
it was
is hard.
It was cool because you because each
hard from that game because I remember the fucking Tiger Uppercut guy would beat the shit out of me.
That's Sagat.
Sagat, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking, I thought you were talking about the guy on the fence.
Tiger
no,
Uppercut.
That's Vega.
That's Vega. Vega was a fucking pain in the ass.
And it was it was even harder because each time you beat the game, each ending was different versus who you were beating the game with.
Yeah.
And so you could beat the game a little easier with all of the kind of like Guile and all of the bigger people.
Yeah.
But then trying to beat the game with like Dalsum was fucking impossible.
Yeah.
Unless you knew how to beat Dalsum.
Yeah.
It's always that one badass Dalsum.
Or who's the boxer? The black guy?
Balrog.
Yeah. I fucking suck with him, dude.
My favorite is
he can
like
fuck you up though.
Everybody
has
like
he's hard to fight, but he's hard to fight with too.
Everybody has a character that they like really, really love to play but like hated to fight against.
I love where this conversation's gone, by the way.
A person that like
high school part two.
You really, really got great with like that you became the specialist in like Dalsum or something like that. Where you were the dude that sat down at like the Super Nintendo and your friends were like, just don't play Dalsum, dude.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I had three of those characters in Capcom and SNK.
For me it was, don't play Scorpion, man. Please don't play Scorpion.
Get over here.
Because it was just, get over here. Punch, 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 punch.
In that first one, Goro was impossible. But then Shang Tsung was easier.
Easy.
And then you got to Shao Kahn in the second one, I think, second or third one, and he was fucking impossible to beat.
He's just like shoulder rush, hammered, dead.
Yeah, what
the fuck? Like, even if you block, it's still like a third of your health instead of half.
What if the boss playing against you? In the story mode, they hit way fucking harder than they do when you play that character.
When you play,
oh god,
them,
yeah,
yeah.
Because I remember playing that game on my Game Boy and getting so fucking pissed because I didn't have it on Sega or Super Nintendo. Boy.
For me, it was Goro. Every time he'd fucking grab you and just pop, 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 I was like, stop it, fuck.
Goro was definitely way harder than.
That move where he'd grab you and then punch you with his upper
hand. Yeah, that's
fuck,
what I mean.
Fuck
yeah.
That, dude.
You just had to wait for him to hit you 10 times.
Like, it's been such a... So,
like, all right, I got a quarter health. Here's my chance. Going all in. Still get wrecked.
So going back to the Surge a little bit, this is kind of what brought it up. So Ashton and I have been playing The Surge, and we're...
Surge!
I know, right? We're both stuck, basically, in the same spot, right? And it you die over and over and over again, and it's so fucking frustrating, right? And finally, Ashton just tosses the controller at me and goes, fuck this game, and, like, walks off, right? I just made a dude, I'm walking out on the street, look up, by the way.
Like, he knows the feeling. He's like,
yeah, he's like,
he, like,
bro.
Nodded, kept walking.
So we're getting ready to go to the store to get, like, Easter basket stuff, and he ducks his head from out in the hallway. I don't know why I'm pointing, because nobody can see this, but he ducks his head out of the hallway and goes, yeah, seriously, fuck that game. Like, and then he goes downstairs, he puts on his shoes, comes back upstairs. He's like, just motherfuck that game. Fuck that game. And then we go and we get in the car, and he sits in the car, and he's all, seriously, fuck that game. Like,
oh, Lord.
And it's been such a long time.
So much
time.
Teenage angst.
Oh, yeah.
It's been such there are long games time. That bring it straight out of me now, dude. Like,
but it's been such a long time since I had that moment where I feel like the game is cheating because it's so much better than me. Like, when Goro grabs you, punches you on the shoulders, lets you go, then grabs you again, you're like, motherfuck this game.
You get him down to an eighth of his life, and all of a sudden he comes all the way fucking back.
You're like, what?
Ah,
bitch. So it was
just string all the moves together.
Like, I feel bad for my son, but I absolutely 100% relate to it, and it's so funny watching someone else go through that.
Ah, correct.
I don't know. It is great.
Now it doesn't matter. Now I'm just like, ah, fuck. Whatever.
Exactly. Now it's just a video game. Yeah. Like, I do it for entertainment.
I can't remember anything that's pissed me off to that degree, period, like in life.
Oh, not for a... I mean, lots of things have pissed me off to that degree in my life, but not for a long time.
No,
not for a long time. Not to the point where I just, like, can't let it go. Yeah.
I could think of games that have pissed me off to that level recently. Like
original Mortal Kombat,
like mission, like there are certain missions.
It's hard now. If you can find a stand-up arcade game, it's so fucking.
Well, that
hard.
Was the thing. Yeah. Back in the day, not even that long ago, they just didn't give a shit if you could beat the game or not.
Exactly.
They made them that way because
the standard of the game.
Right. They made them that way because it was a revenue source. Like, this game's difficult. Yeah. We're gonna make it just fun enough that they just keep pumping quarters into this bitch.
I think that's where games like Dark Souls. Like that new ninja game that I can't remember.
Sekiro. Shadows Die Twice. That's the only part I remember the title.
Like Surge and stuff like that. I think that's part of where they get their popularity is it's just fun enough.
Yeah.
And you get just a little bit farther every single time. But then you hit like walls and plateaus and it's frustrating enough
that when
you do beat the stupid fucking thing that you want to beat, it's super, super satisfying.
Like,
so,
AC and I went to round one, which is like a different Dave and Buster's. And they had just gotten in a Castlevania game and he was super jacked to play it because... Well, we all know AC now at this point.
He was like, why did you bring me, Tim?
So it's two player, but the controller...
Fuck this game!
The controller is like a Wiimote wand that you have to shake at the screen because you're whipping. Because you're whipping or you're throwing a knife, or if you just point it and pull the trigger, you have like a three-shot pistol. And I think AC... He paid for us to beat the game, and I want to say it was between like $40 and $50.
Wow!
but it was like
that's about right.
Yeah. You know? So it was like I think we were in there for like an hour trying to beat this goddamn game, and like I had to switch arms because I'm fucking getting tired shaking this whip.
I couldn't actually be Simon Belmont.
Like holy fuck, man!
Has a sweatsuit.
Like, AC's, like, taking off his jacket and, like, rolling up his sleeves. Like, we are both getting a workout playing this fucking thing.
That's awesome.
But I was like, God damn it. Like, we'd get real far and then hit a boss fight that we could not beat. And I'd look over at AC and he'd be like, all right, here's $5 more. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Here's $10 more. Like,
I think that's why I fell in love with open world games because... I could do shit that was pertained to the game.
Yeah.
But then if I wanted to, I could go slap a prostitute around. Like it was just good. Shit. I was just like, oh fuck it, I'll go do whatever I want. That's why
Juan's really living out his fantasies here.
I'm in love
with
Pokemon
Go. Those were so different. You were like open world games. I was like, wow. You were like fucking three gangs of Harlem. Like, what the fuck? You're like, if I'm not a slap a bitch, whatever, fuck, I'll do it.
Yeah. It's Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. That's you either progress the storyline or you, like, shoot missiles at the cops.
Yeah, right? It's fun. How many stars can I get today? Like, it's fucking awesome.
Oh, dude, like...
You know how many stars I can get? All of them.
We logged into GTA 5 one time and there was a hacker on the server and he was giving everybody the Batmobile and it was just chaos. Like 30 people just blowing every fucking thing up in the Batmobile. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
That's why I love Pokemon Go, which is kind of lame and geeky to say, but it's because it's not something that I have to genuinely put a lot of thought into. There are things that you need to do to progress.
One wants
further,
to be the very best. Like no one really ever would.
I do look that shit up. I do get geeky into that shit.
Oh, it's okay. Asher and I watched a walkthrough of the level we're stuck on for Surge. Like, that's normal, man.
Dude,
I love open world shit.
Like League of Legends, I think everyone's tried to play it.
Assassin's Creed was another game I fell in love with because of that.
Ass Creed.
Okay, so before we go to break, I'm going to talk about Assassin's Creed for like just a second. So Notre Dame burned down, or like partially burned down, and they're saying that one of the things that they're going to be able to use to rebuild it is like the model that was created of Notre Dame for Assassin's Creed.
Nice.
Because
cool.
It's like so accurate. Because
Ubisoft laser scanned the fucking cathedral. Nice. So they have like one of the most articulated digital models of that building ever.
I just thought that was really, really cool.
I love Assassin's Creed, except for the pirate one. It's the same reason I don't like
boats.
It's the same reason I don't like fucking the airplane games. I'm horrible at steering shit like that. I'm not good at it.
I'm going to agree with you only because I've never played a single Assassin's Creed game. And I feel like I'm going to get flack for that probably.
I never have either.
Odyssey looks fun. I don't know.
I like stealthy games, but I'm more Hitman.
Cell? That was a fun game. It wasn't an open world, but that was a fun game.
I like vanilla watered-down stealth, like Skyrim-level stealth. It's like, okay, R3 to sneak, arrow from across the room, dead. Good.
You're like a special ops guy, and you had to...
I got you now.
Splinter Cell.
I like Splinter Cell. I liked Metal Gear Solid.
Just creepier than people give a crap.
I remember playing the one on PlayStation 2 and liking it, but I think that was the only one I ever touched.
The original Metal Gear is terrible on Nintendo.
It's hard to play.
It makes no sense. And
yeah, this is Metal Gear, you know.
Anyway.
Let's shoot stuff.
Take a quick break. Make some coffee for everybody.
Yes.
Video games are fun.
I am fucking tired for some reason. Yeah. It was probably because I was up for 7 hours watching the next thing we're going to be fucking talking about.
Yeah. No shit. When we come back, our pop culture classic.
Selling beef.
I guarantee you will be entertained.
Probably.
What's up, guys? This is Epic Film Guy Nick here, and I just want to take a few moments to tell you about an excellent podcast that I personally listen to called Ice and the Face. All right, now, if you're a fan of dystopian and even nihilistic comedy, this is the show for you. Rick and Sarah take the most ridiculous news items in the world every single week, and they just tear these stories down, all while having a great, great laugh. They're usually joined by guests who jump right in on the fun, and it's just a great time. They just launched a Patreon over at patreon.com/iceintheface, so you can also support them. But if you're not listening to this show, what you need to do is go to their website at iceintheface.com or jump over on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe to Ice in the Face. I promise you'll listen for 2 minutes and you will be hooked just like I am. So go ahead and give it a listen and back to your regularly scheduled program.
Hi, this is Brian Cox, the original Hannibal Lecter, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
When they go back to Vanilla WoW, there better be no free handouts. Hey, free handouts.
You want to just over there? Write a couple trivias down and then...
Supposedly the WoW Classic.
Oh, hey, we're recording, by the way.
Right now? Already? Is that real? Is that real or no?
Is it in?
Oh, shit. Is it in? I mean, we are recording, but take your time.
Is it in?
We're only wasting film.
Dead air here.
Oh, wait, are we recording right now? Like, visually? Yeah,
No.
Are we not doing that?
Did we not set that up yet?
Completely forgot about it.
One.
I'll do it for the last one. We're good.
Dude, I told people
we were going to go
on Facebook.
I don't even know
how much
fucking interaction we'll get on Easter Sunday.
Probably none.
With our group of friends?
Probably all of it will be the same.
All right, I'm just going to pull them up instead of writing them down.
This one usually goes on YouTube, so we'll skip YouTube for today.
Your head is only this big. Is it?
You got a little head.
Which is surprising because your dad has a giant head.
You guys ready?
Yeah, we've been recording for a little while.
Six of your little heads inside is one big
head. And we're back.
I'm going to show the graphs of how many Earths you can fit inside the sun.
I genuinely have no idea what's going on right now.
Doyle's fucking stoned is what's happening, and it's fucking amazing.
But his joke was funny.
Bro.
It was funny, though.
It sucks because I wasn't paying attention at all, and everybody's laughing, and I don't feel like I'm a part.
You got a big head, is what he was saying.
Oh, okay. I was saying she's a small head, and she could fit five or six of her heads inside your one big head.
You are stoned.
True. I was just visualizing the Earth too, like blowing at the sun.
Oh my god!
That's how it goes. High on life, people.
Can I get another chocolate chip cookie, please?
Probably.
This is the day after 4:20.
We have all kinds of junk food still hanging out.
Right.
He said with a mouthful of junk food.
I don't even partake.
I don't know how many I have eaten.
Doyle and I basically more than you are should just have. Like, 420-ish.
Yeah.
420 adjacent.
420 adjacent.
I will tell you, I ate like 50 fucking hot wings yesterday. That was amazing. It was so good.
So hungry.
If you ever have a giant party that you need, Wing Shack.
Thanks for not bringing us
is, any I don't have my wallet. I'm sorry.
Italy. Just stole something.
250 wings for $170.
Oh, dude, that's a
killer
steal.
Deal. Yeah. Nice. B-Dub is $1 a wing. Fuck you guys.
Well, maybe if you order 250
opportunity.
50 of them, they'll give you a discount.
Oh, no, man.
They don't.
They do not.
No.
You guys ready for this pop culture classic?
Yes.
2000s Gladiator. Sorry, just kidding.
Gabe Stone, though.
I know. I was before. 2000s Gladiator, directed by Ridley Scott, who in his amazing interview before the extended cut, where he explains to you, so this version of the film has a bunch of stuff that wasn't in the theatrical version. Enjoy the movie. Like, that's basically, he describes to you what an extended cut is, and that's his description of, like, the process that they use to make it.
The first time I watched it, I was like, oh, this is, maybe he'll offer some, like, major insight to the film. No.
No, it's literally, this is stuff that made the cutting room floor.
Have you ever seen a director's cut that was just like, they should have never let that motherfucker cut this movie?
No, not really.
Troy.
Oh, well.
No, dude, whether you like the movie or not, when you watch a movie that has iconic scenes like armies battling and shit, the music playing during that becomes like the timing of the movie. This motherfucker just started putting music in random places for the director's cut. I was like, so all the cues looked wrong visually, if that makes sense. Like Achilles fighting the giant guy. You're like, this has a audio cue normally that goes with this movie, but for some reason you played that audio cue 5 seconds ago, and now it feels like the movie's like not in time with itself.
Yeah.
Almost like the kung fu fighting, like where the talking's a little off.
Yeah, the director's cut of Troy's garbage, but the extended cut of Troy is pretty decent.
I didn't know there was one. The director's cut I just noticed was like longer, paced, shittier, and they would just put naked girls in the background.
Yeah. Gabe wants to talk about Gladiator.
So Gladiator starred Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix.
We watched the wrong movie.
I love both, so it's
so
cool
a few
with me.
Pieces of trivia. Maximus's description of his home, specifically how the kitchen is arranged and smells in the morning and at night, was ad-libbed. It's a description of Russell Crowe's own home in Australia, which leads me to believe that that's probably not his home anymore. I'm guessing, because he had to sell all his stuff. Connie Nielsen found
apparently he wasn't entertaining
the 2,000-year-old signet ring she wears in the movie in an antique store. Hans Zimmer's score is one of the best-selling movie soundtracks of all time.
Wow, that's weird.
Is it, though?
I feel like that's weird.
Dude, this movie was fucking ridiculously popular when it came out. Russell Crowe became friends with Sir Richard Harris during filming. Oliver Reed took an instant dislike to Crowe. At one point, he challenged Crowe to a fight. over the course of the gladiatorial scenes, Russell Crowe lost all feeling in his right forefinger for 2 years after a sword fight. Aggravating Achilles tendon injury, broke a foot bone, cracked a hip bone, and popped a few bicep tendons out of their sockets.
Damn.
Finally, Mel Gibson was offered the lead role. He turned it down. At 43, he felt he was too old to play Maximus.
He probably was.
Yeah.
That movie would have been way different with, like, old Mel Gibson.
Old man Mel Gibson.
Now, fucking old man Bill Murray as Gladiator. I'm all about it.
Screaming about the juice.
I was so hungry and I put so much junk food into my body. I'm going to have to shit here pretty soon.
I don't know about that, but, like, energy levels in my body literally puffed up. I was like...
I will tell you...
I know nobody's been paying attention. I don't want to cut you off, but this is amazing. Doyle's over here making peep s'mores. He's taking the peep, putting a Reese's cup in the middle, and then tacoing it and eating the whole thing.
That sounds disgusting.
Good.
Yeah, you're seven. That's why it sounds yummy to you.
No, like I said, I can tell what I've eaten will do harm to me. But for now, it won't.
All right, so let's talk about Gladiator. What do we think?
So,
it's a fucking amazing movie.
Definitely not Troy. Let's start with that.
I didn't pay attention to how long this movie was. I just went into it. And then, by about the 10th minute of the first battle fucking scene, I was like, I don't remember this war scene being as fucking long as it was. Oh, yeah. And so I hit the little info button, and I was like, 255? How fucking long was this movie? So I think, right? I did watch the extended or the director's cut or whatever
it was. By the time you get to the fight where the tigers are in the arena, you're already at like 2 hours. And you're not even done. You're not even close.
It's funny, we were watching it, and people were coming in and out of the house. Like, Bailey came home, and Ashton was doing stuff, and blah, blah, blah. Mel came home from her derby tournament, so we kept having to pause the movie. And when it paused, the little, because we were watching a Blu-ray, the little slider was there. And at one point, I mentioned to Tim, I feel like the slider has been, like, in the middle of this movie for fucking ever. Like, it just... Like, it's good, and it kept my attention until, like, the very, very end, because it was, like, I mean, it had to be getting close to 1 in the morning by the time we got there.
Dude.
So I was getting pretty tired by the end. It's a great movie, but holy fuck, the extended cut is long.
It's long. But the beautiful thing about it is, and I didn't know... that you, because mine didn't have the front end thing with fucking Ridley Scott, but I felt like I was watching this movie like for the first time again, because there were so many parts in there that were not in the movie at all, and so I was like, fuck, I felt like I'd never watched the movie again, and it was cool to rewatch it that way.
Some of those scenes aren't too bad. I mean, it's obvious why they weren't in the theatrical cut. But they are kind of character buildings.
It was like 700 minutes long otherwise.
A lot of the stuff with Commodus is some of the stuff that got deleted.
Yeah.
I think the exploration of his character and, like, why
he's crazy.
So crazy and, like, so vile is really fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, the move, like I said, it's really, really good. And, like, honestly, I like the extended cut significantly better than the original.
Because Commodus goes from being like a pouty child to being like a person with actual drives and motivation.
Like, he goes from being whiny to overly ambitious. Like,
yeah.
Really, really simply. Yeah.
I didn't know if that was all right.
Yeah, it's okay if she draws on it. You're aware that I'm completely covered in tattoos, right? One. What do you think of Gladiator, Hannah?
I didn't watch.
That's right, because you're seven, you're not allowed to.
Oh. My kids watched it.
We let Ashton watch it.
It was, I will tell you, it was way more gory than I fucking remember.
That's also the extended cut. Like, there's a lot more...
Way more blood.
Blood in
it. Yeah. I agree, though. In the original... Remembering my... Watching it originally, I just assumed that he was a dick, like Commodus was, and he was jealous, and that's kind of why he went into what he went into. But watching those extended scenes with him and the scene where he goes down into the little cellar area where all the statues are and he starts slapping his fucking dad with the sword, like that's it fills me in a little bit more as to he wasn't just jealous of Maximus. He fucking hated his dad. And that's important to me. It's crazy that they left some of that out. I could see why, but it changed my view of the movie entirely. I thought it was good.
It's one of the few movies where the extended cut actually adds material as opposed to just, like, bullshit.
Right.
Yeah. It's not just extra talking. It's, like, extra talking with, like, added importance to, like, what's actually happening in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of interesting because I feel like the two movies are that horror movie split that we were talking about before. Like, I remember this movie being so super action-packed that I would have thought of it as an action film.
Yeah.
But with the extra, close to an hour and a half of extended cut stuff?
That's a lot.
Like, because I assume...
There's so much more in the extended cut.
The movie is like a 90-minute movie.
That's
like,
I told Alicia, because we I was like, hey, can we watch this movie after work, you know, as a group? And she's like, yeah. And so I got home, we ate outside, we took our time, we dyed eggs, and then I was like, all right, let's watch. It'll be over at, you know, 10, we'll be good.
Yeah.
Fucking 11, 11:30. Yeah. Like,
so, like, but taking it from, like, a 90-minute action film and adding the extra, like, hour and a half of what's largely either battle scene or dialogue really turns this movie less of an action film into, like, a drama. Like, it's actually... really Daddy. Just a better movie,
I think,
like,
so.
Overall.
Do we want to give the... Did we give a rundown? I know that people probably have seen it, but did we give a rundown of the plot at all?
No, you want to do it?
Sure. I don't know if I'm qualified
that. Fine. So, Russell Crowe's character is named Maximus... Other Latin name?
Maximus shit.
Biggest Dickius. And he is...
I'm going to look it up.
He is basically... the general of the Germanic front of the Roman Empire. He is Spanish. I need you to be quiet, Hannah.
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Thank you. So
somebody is.
He wins a battle, and at the battle, Marcus Aurelius, who is the current emperor, tells him that he wants to basically make him the protectorate of the Roman Empire when he passes away, which would make him effectively the emperor for a short amount of time until basically he can give the power of the emperor back to the Senate. When Marcus Aurelius's son Commodus finds out that that's what's going to happen, he murders his father before
in
that.
In the most fucking brutal way you could murder your dad.
Seriously, smothering someone against your own chest seems like it would be really hard to do. Like, why doesn't he just choke him?
Yeah,
don't know.
I don't know.
Seems weird. But he kills Marcus Aurelius and basically goes to have Maximus executed so that he can take the emperorship with, like, nothing standing in his way. But unfortunately, because Maximus is such a battle-worn badass, the guys that are supposed to kill him instead get straight murked. Like,
yeah.
even gives one guy a chance.
Dude,
still dies.
Fucking cuts a dude's face in half, like, straight throat, slashes some dude, like...
Oh, it's awesome.
Throws a sword at a guy, which, like, goes through his armor and comes out the back. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. It would
have been funny if they had what happened, what always happens in real life. If he just threw the sword and just clangs up against the guy.
Exactly.
Still knocks him off the horse. Cling.
But, basically, Maximus's family is then murdered, and
that was a hard scene.
And then
to watch.
He ends up in the gladiatorial arena... basically as the, you know, plot device to put him in confrontation with Commodus at the end. So that's the basic. It's a revenge tale of Maximus trying to get revenge on Commodus when really he's supposed to be the level-headed one who's supposed to bring Rome back to a republic and I mean, and that's what makes the extended cut more of a drama than an action film.
Like, yeah.
If you think of it without all that extra stuff, it's just a vengeance story. Maximus is getting revenge, period. But there's so much more to it with all of the extra, like, dialogue that it becomes... Maximus is trying to get revenge, but it's like misguided because really he's supposed to be the level-headed one, and instead he's the one that's like in a blood rage, almost willing to kill the emperor in front of his nephew. You know what I mean? Like all sorts of crazy shit. Like
I think he was going to kill him, and then the nephew was kind of happened to get in the way, and he didn't want to kill him
in front of this.
He didn't want to fuck
because at that point he's totally okay with like being murdered immediately after.
But he also doesn't ever let go of the arrow,
right?
Which means he's still leaving the option for himself to literally murder this dude in front of his nephew.
Where's the loyalty in this movie?
Yeah. Where's the what?
Because he's like the big bad general in charge of the army. They go from like that to like 5 seconds later, they're fucking running down his kid by horse.
Well, it's because Commodus has such a, if you don't do what I say, I'll fucking murder you attitude. And that's why his sister doesn't say anything throughout the whole movie either.
But they're not there. You could kill him nice. He's not there.
You know what's crazy?
How do you kill somebody nice?
Not by fucking mowed down the horse.
I will tell you.
Then burning them alive.
I will tell you that I don't remember that scene being as fucking graphic as it was.
It definitely
and
was
watching
not.
People just burned on the in the field.
I think
and then
they mowed
the
down a real Spanish
fucking,
kid.
Maybe. I don't know. Like I don't remember really that in that the original kid. I saw that.
I remember some of that stuff happening, but I do, it definitely is not that graphic.
I remember the kid like waving to the people, and then I was like, oh, it's going to cut to something else, and he literally gets hit by like 7 horses. It's fucking crazy.
The other thing
I think I literally said last night is like, what a shitty way to die. Because that's not a quick death.
Oh. My 7 horses sounds like a totally shitty country song.
Or an amazing death metal band. Yeah.
Correct.
Death by horse.
Trampled by 7 horses.
It was sad. That was that's a hard scene to watch with my little baby next to me.
I remember
Ashton.
Why she's not allowed to watch it.
Well, it was more sad for me, you know, watching somebody's little kid get
killed.
It's just
a learning experience.
Don't stand on fucking horses.
Or run at people riding at you on horseback.
Because I remember Ashton asking us a question, and then my answer was, this is the scene that won Russell Crowe his Academy Award.
He's crying.
When he's crying and snotting and just getting really fucking haggard about the whole thing.
It
like,
sad.
Okay, so do you
that's
think,
deep.
Do you think this movie would have won as many awards as it won, like at the Academy Awards, if it came out like this year?
Or had Mel Gibson in the main role.
No, definitely not if it had Mel Gibson in it, because he would have just played it as Crazy Town the entire time.
I mean, with the same... The problem is that this is one of the earliest movies that I because Joaquin Phoenix does amazing job in this movie. This is one of the first movies where I kind of this is for me one of the earliest memories where I remember like he's good at being fucking insane. Like really that role is fucking perfect for him.
Yeah.
And so I don't know now, you know, if that would still come across the same way as I've already kind of know Joaquin Phoenix, and now I know he's doing some other shit, and it just rewatching it kind of emboldened that in me, and I don't know if it would be the same if it just came out this year.
Are you talking about just came out today?
Just generally,
the exact same movie, or they made it today?
No, the exact same movie. Like, visually, I think it still works really, really well.
I think so, too. There were – the only times that I was like, ah, this looks funky was when the tigers were in there. But otherwise, it seems very real.
I remember the tiger swipes at him, and he, like, kind of does a little dive roll. And I remember watching the special features of how that scene was created. And even today, it looks pretty seamless.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Most of the times, it's when the tigers are in the background.
Yeah.
It looks kind of funny to me, but when he's interacting with them and actually like when he's stabbing the one and shit, it looks really good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would win as many awards.
I don't think it'd have the same impact.
But I think it still, as a film, holds up really, really well. It did make me kind of excited to see the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie.
Yeah.
Like,
because you're like, oh yeah, motherfucker can act.
He can act like, really well. And I think – with that particular trailer that they put out is going to be really dependent on Joaquin Phoenix being a phenomenal actor.
I think the whole movie will be him and his story. And so and I think that's it. Cool. Yeah. Side note, on a short side note, Taylor's an idiot. And she had we get leads in for cars, and one of them was Joaquin something or other, and I just happened to be passing her while she was calling him, and she's all, yeah, is this Joe Quinn? And I was like, it's Joaquin. Joe Quinn? What the fuck is that?
Joe Quinn.
Joe Quinn. Joe Quinn.
I thought that was funny. I was like, Joaquin.
That's what I'm going to be calling my friend Joaquin from now on.
Joaquin. That guy's funny, by the way. He cracks me up.
I'm indifferent.
He razzes me on Facebook all the time. I like it.
He's good at that.
It's good-natured razzing. It's not like, you're an idiot liberal cuck. It's like actual funny things are being said.
Yes.
Him and Johnny Bravado.
LOL. Yeah.
Like, we don't agree on, you know, tons of different stuff, but because he presents his disagreement to me in like a really fucking hilarious way,
right,
I find it significantly more tolerable. Like, if more Trump supporters were fucking hilarious, I think I would be less annoyed with them.
Is Johnny a Trump supporter?
No.
Like, I don't fuck no.
That. No, I'm just saying, like, in general,
Johnny hates all government.
Yeah. Johnny thinks that the Constitution was an inside job. That's what Johnny thinks.
He's not
trying to put words in your mouth. I know.
He's all, God.
Hashtag Bravado challenge. Oh.
Dude, so you guys did the Bravado challenge, right?
And then we just started memeing the shit out of him.
I can't make my mouth smile with that many teeth. Like, physically, I cannot. Look.
That would have been close enough.
Oh, it's brutal. It kind of hurts. But, oh no.
And then everybody started memeing him.
I know, it's so good.
Dom just kept putting his face on fucking everybody. I did the Illuminati confirmed picture.
Sounded way more sexual when you said Dom just putting his face on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, you dumb deaf dog.
He's not dumb.
Correct, he is. All right, let's go around the circle.
Dumb friendly.
So at the end, he dies, but he wins.
Put him outside.
Bork. Bork, bork. Eddie wants to be on the show.
So Maximus dies. What? But he cedes power to the Senate.
Spoiler alert, motherfucker.
And
a movie that's like fucking
year old movie. Yeah. 19-year-old movie.
Movie came out like two decades ago.
Spoiler alert, bitches. Some people haven't been entertained yet, all right?
And the black guy buries him. I can't remember his name in the movie.
Jimon
Hansu. Yeah, Jumanji?
No, not Jumanji.
That's racist.
Jumon. I don't remember his last name.
But in both Captain Marvel movies.
Yes. So supposedly there's a sequel coming out. And that's the only character that I feel like could be the next storyline.
They're making a sequel to Gladiator?
What if it's a prequel?
Oh, it could be a prequel.
What if they just go off the rails like, motherfucker didn't die?
They buried him in a Micmac graveyard.
What if they get Russell Crowe to reprise the role, but in a prequel, but he looks the way he looks now?
That replaces everything you
just
said.
So confusing.
Replace everything you just said with Mel Gibson, and I'm down.
Oh shit!
That would be unbelievably funny.
He's a Roman god now in the sequel.
It'd be interesting to see what they do with that. That could be something. When is that supposed to come out? Do you know?
I don't know.
Never.
Hopefully never. God damn.
Production hell.
That is a movie that does not need a sequel.
In production hell.
I'm just making fun of what you guys are saying.
Well, I've heard there's going to be a remake of this movie for a long time, though.
A remake or a sequel?
A sequel, sorry.
You and that knife, dude.
I don't know.
Keep that shit over there away from me, bro.
Fucking Mexican about three-fourths of the way through the podcast.
So, I hit the wrong button.
It's supposed to come out in 2035.
In November 2018, after nearly two decades, Gladiator 2 is moving forward.
It's partnered with...
Ridley Scott is the director, has hired Peter Craig to write the sequel. Scott is coming back to direct, it sounds like.
Weird.
He's like, aliens didn't pan out. What other of my franchises can I fuck up?
Gladiator.
Sagat has long plotted a return to ancient Rome. Years ago, he and Nick Cave concocted a script for Gladiator 2 that involved resurrecting Maximus and setting him against Lucius, the son of Lucilla from the original film.
Told you they were going to bring
it back.
Why would
they go fantasy like that? That's so weird.
Hello.
It says, but in
no, he just
it
didn't
says,
die.
Indeed, Gladiator 2 will reportedly continue the storyline of the now adult Lucius, but an appearance by the dead Maximus isn't out of the question. So it sounds like they changed their mind.
No one ever really dies.
So, but it sounds like it's going forward.
Strongly tied to Avatar 2.
As of 3 or 4 months ago.
Released at the same time.
All right, round the table. One.
Oh, thumbs up for sure.
Me, thumbs up. This movie is awesome. The extended cut I actually enjoy better, I think. I liked it.
Thumbs up. I was entertained.
Same.
Someone had to tell the joke, right?
Yeah. It was coming.
Yeah,
no, I liked the movie. It was good.
Hey-o.
Ooh.
Hey, Tim out there.
I'm outside.
There's like a mail truck randomly parking at our house.
Oh, no, she's delivering mail.
Sunday
it's
Amazon.
Sunday.
Yeah,
it's
they
Easter,
deliver
bro.
Mail for Amazon.
Sunday
it's like
Amazon.
Super Sunday right now.
The hell did my wife order?
There's a question
a
I haven't heard a million
thing?
Times.
It's probably food,
she's
to be
been,
honest with you.
She's been slipping Sunday fucking deliveries this whole time.
Sounds way more sexual when you put the word slipping.
Slipping.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah.
It's something heavy.
Yeah.
So what are we watching next?
Oh, that's, you know, it's a real good question.
I think it's P and the Apes.
Gladiator 2.
Next pulp.
I think it's P and the Apes.
Oh, it is. Planet of the Apes. And then after that, we have Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And, of course, Jason has another pick coming up. Thank you, Jason, for picking a movie that genuinely really good movie.
It's worthwhile like, watching.
Yeah. Not over
you
the top.
Watch the last Maniac Cut.
I don't know. I... Jason
Which?
Has like some scheme going
yeah.
where he's like picking connected films. I know there's the LA Confidential is a connection with Russell Crowe.
Because he was watching Redford movies, I think, or some shit he said.
Yeah, something weird. But so I'm interested to see what he picks after Gladiator and why. Jason, be sure to call into the show and let us know why you picked Gladiator.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Jason.
Which Planet of the Apes?
The original.
The original. The Charlton Heston one.
Okay.
Wait till people figure out how all my movies are tied together.
Spoiler alert, there's monkeys everywhere. Take a break. We'll come back and do some old man pick and all that other sundry bullshit. Bye.
Rising from the depths of a state called Michigan, two inebriated dorks prepare their plan for intergalactic domination. Mixing their extensive knowledge of geek culture with their insatiable thirst for alcohol, these two man-children bring you a show like you've never heard before. They will tell you tales from faraway lands and have you questioning their taste in beer. But make no mistake, friend, for the best coverage of your favorite comics, films, and TV shows, there's no better source for you to get your fix. So listen up, strap in, and prepare yourself as Jake and Tom conquer the world.
This is Robert Kurtzman, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
And we're back.
Oh, you can tell your friends that we went live now.
Yeah.
Because you...
I shared it to our, you know, page.
Why didn't you just post it as our page?
He's like drunk.
I don't have that.
Yes, you do. I gave it to you the same day I gave it to him.
Both of us have it.
And neither one of you have done anything.
I didn't know I could do it.
Bitching the whole time to do fucking nothing.
I mostly did it to get a real...
I feel like this is Juan's old man pick.
Mostly tried to do it just to troll Juan a little bit, and then I just kind of ran with it.
Take the knife. Take
That's
the
on
knife.
Video. So.
Drop the mic. Take the knife.
Oh, my goodness.
End it now. I didn't know I had that power.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I shouldn't have told you.
Because I get Facebook notifications now when anything happens on the page. I've had to, like, mute a bunch of stuff.
Well, that's a good admin. Let's just not pay attention to fucking anything.
It would give me crap like when somebody was liking posts.
Well, yeah, of course. That's the whole point.
Because you see that they like it, and you go back and like, what'd you like about it? And they're like, you're fucking really aggro, bro.
That's how that shit's supposed to work.
I don't fucking care what they like.
Oh, my God. I'm about to take that shit away now.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I told you. I told you beforehand. You don't want to listen to me.
I mean, we don't talk shit about you guys.
I honestly do.
We know you do.
I know. I'm sure I was there, but
in private, we all talk shit about each other. It's okay.
For sure, yeah.
I don't talk
shit
about
Doyle, though.
Guys.
Not Doyle.
I talk shit about Doyle.
To his face.
Period.
Because
it seems to be a trait that everybody has.
I'll be honest with you. When I'm not here, I barely talk about you guys. So, except for Gabe.
Oh,
sad.
Oh, that. Oh, that's on video too.
Yeah, but they can't see my face. Only my hand.
Yeah, they can't see. They can't see the imploring sexual look in your face.
That was bedroom eyes for the people that can't see.
No, that was rape me eyes. Oh, I have said that out loud.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy day after 420. Mistakes are still being made.
Yes. Hello to the two people watching. I don't know who you are, but hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, old man pick.
We just spoke about Gladiator. Though. If anybody wants to throw out Gladiator opinions, let us know, but...
Hello. Real quick, let's talk about it for just a second.
Oh, all right.
Since you mentioned it.
Was Gladiator the best Gladiator movie of all time?
Oh, for sure no.
Jason is watching.
Jason? Oh, hi, Jason.
I am watching too, just so I can see the live stream.
Like, I'm gonna say that...
Jason chose Gladiator, so if you have an opinion, let us know, buddy. We spoke about it for about 30 minutes.
Genuinely, I think the best Gladiator movie is Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
No, I'm Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
Yeah. Jason just said, still rules.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Like, I'm watching the extended cut. We talked a lot about how different of a movie it is as an extended cut from the original.
Oh, it's like a way better version.
I was the only one who didn't get the hint that we're watching the extended version somehow.
I didn't know that that's what I was watching. It just happened to be there.
And Tim,
I was over there watching the fucking regular version.
Tim
like a
was
real
like,
douche.
Tim was like, I have the extended cut on DVD. You want to watch it? I was like, sure, why not?
He did say that in a Facebook comment.
It's probable. I'm asleep most of the time you guys are talking. I just wake up. I try to go through everything.
Fucking 35 messages.
I don't want to say none, but Facebook doesn't go away. Still there.
No, but I'm like, so I think Bobby
still
used to.
Still an admin.
Bobby used to have a
not
Twitter,
anymore.
But I don't remember what it was. But for like 5 minutes after I wake up, there is a void of time. I don't remember it ever. I always wake up like getting like standing out of bed, like weird shit like that. And if like I read something or text something or turn a video on and buy a comic book, I don't remember that shit like in the first 5 to 10 minutes of being awake. So I think I check a lot of fucking messages. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's awesome. You go through all of your important shit in those first 5 minutes and you're like, it's gone now.
Yeah, it's just deleted.
It's awesome.
It's a weird trash can emoji in my brain that's just like, shovel that shit in there and get the fuck out of here.
Nice. All right, so my old man pick. I think I've talked about Top Gear / Grand Tour on the show several times. I really, really like this show.
Here we go again. You know,
this actually has a point.
Motherfuckers drive cars.
They drive cars humorously,
but they're
thank
funny.
You very much.
They're funny.
They are funny.
So, I don't like cars, but they're funny.
So
you sell cars.
That doesn't mean I gotta like them.
I like cows.
He doesn't like them. That's why he wants to get rid of them all.
You like cows, and that's why you murder them.
I don't murder them. I know what's happening. I'm like. I'm complicit, I guess.
On a scale of Hitler to Goebbels. Yeah. No.
I mean, they're not Jews.
Happy
sir.
Easter.
Oh, my God.
Jeez almighty.
Holy shit.
I'm not going to snap Nazis.
So,
This
week's episode of Grand Tour, they announced that it would be the last episode of the show, like, kind of as the Top Gear style show, where it's like kind of a talk show with like interspersed video cuts. They're going to stop having a live audience. They're going to stop doing the celebrity stuff. They're going to stop, you know, doing the track race to like see which cars are the fastest and stuff. And they're just going to focus on doing specials where they do the, you know, travel from one place to another over like an hour long documentary style show. And it was just really interesting because it's the reason they're doing it is for ease for themselves. They can just get together once every like 3 months and like go do this thing as opposed to having like a long filming schedule over like a specific amount of time.
You know, aren't two of those guys getting kind of up there in age?
Yeah, they're both like getting, I mean, I want to say they're like in their 60s.
I mean, they're not super old, but they're like, they've been doing this long enough that they're like, I don't really want to do it anymore.
They all still want to do it, and that's why they're going to keep doing specials, but like the show as a standard TV show is like kind of going away, and it was interesting to watch.
It's like when Playboy took out the nudity.
A little bit, and
then they decided to put it back in because they were
like zero people were buying the magazine.
Yeah.
So they
turns out it's about the titties the whole time. Article's nothing to do with it.
It's always about the titties.
So when they announced it, like they're, you know, the guys were really emotional, and they were asking people like, "What are some of your favorite memories across both of the shows?" And, you know, people were shouting out, like, different episodes of the shows. And, like, it's kind of cool because you're having that same moment with them and thinking, oh, yeah, I remember that episode. These are my favorite episodes, you know. Like, when they would do the figure eight races in, like, Winnebagoes. Fucking amazing, right? You know, that kind of stuff's awesome. But what was most fascinating to me about it is they actually worked with the BBC to make, like, a cut. Like, kind of a memorial cut at the end of the episode where they showed stuff going all the way back to some of their earliest episodes and into the present, you know, with the help of the BBC. So from the old show and from the new show. And it's interesting to see over time, like how they've changed, how cars have changed, like how many of those cars are like turning into hybrids or electric cars now, and just kind of the state of the industry. It's really a cool thing to me to watch kind of mechanics and design develop over time, and it's just a cool show because of that. You know, I really like watching architecture shows. I really like watching design shows. I really like car shows because I like to see like the growth. You know, first this car is the ultimate supercar with 888 horsepower, and now this car from the same company is the new ultimate supercar with 1,001 horsepower. And, you know, we did this wing design and this thing to change the car over time. It's cool. I like stuff like that. So it's neat to see, you know, kind of their full run over time, because I've watched pretty much every episode of the show a couple times. And
show's been on for a long goddamn time, too.
And then on top of it, it's nice to know that they'll keep making, you know, longer documentary style stuff, and I can keep enjoying it. So that's pretty much it. I love Top Gear. More people need to watch it. So, Grand Tour. Lots of people need to watch it.
I think my favorite episode was like when they all had...
You insulted me with knowledge I don't want anything to do with right there.
I think my favorite episode was the one where they were testing all the off-road vehicles.
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
I like, there's a series of episodes where they try to... I think it's... In the United States, it's the Toyota Tacoma. But in Europe, they call it a Hilux or I think it's a Hilux. And so this whole episode, they put it through like ever increasingly crazy things to see if it'll still start. And at the very end of the episode, they actually work with like a building demolitions crew, put the truck on the top of the building, collapse the building, dig the truck out, and obviously it doesn't run because like the wheels are dead and like the bed is crushed and the cab is crushed.
It's this thing's just fallen with the building.
When they put the key in the ignition and turn it, the engine still turns over and starts. And that's fucking crazy. Like, there's stuff like that all over in this show where you get to see... Like BMW, you learn over time that BMW has created these cars that are very, very expensive to repair because they were designed to just not fucking break in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's weird because all of our cars have like these intentionally like – designed things to have flaws and break and fall apart so that we'll pay for like small repairs over time. Whereas BMW is like, we just want you to buy a new car in 10 years. So we're going to make this car last for 10 years. And then whatever breaks is so fucking expensive that you'll just be like, I'll just get a new Beamer.
Right.
They don't last 10 years.
Well,
one's like, I fucking sell them.
You
shit.
Don't want a high-end luxury car past the 3 years. Yeah. I promise you.
I don't want a high-end luxury car at all.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with my Cube. I wish they were still making them. I'd buy another one when this one dies.
I know you're trying too hard to deliver the mail.
I had to deliver the mail out of my fucking Cube once. It was a nightmare.
I believe it. It's just like, I feel like you pulled up and you're like, I could deliver mail like when I go home, guys, on the weekends.
Just whenever, man.
Just whenever, man. I'm always just driving a mail truck.
Taking Ray to B.
Driving a mail truck.
I won't even do it as I'll do like, you know, under the table postal work.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
They steal enough of my soul. I'm not giving them anymore.
No, that is a federal crime.
Yes. Fuck that.
That's it, man. I love that show. I love what it brings to the table. It's cool. It's sad to see it transitioned into something else, but I'm excited to see what else they do. So
you're saying you're against transitioning?
No, not at all.
Okay. Actually.
I said sad, not angry.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference.
But sad is like a negative emotion.
Is it?
For a lot of people.
Sadness leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Suffering
leads to gay pleasure.
On the path to the dark side, there, you are.
That's what I was waiting for. Path to the dark side. Fuck that, man.
Well, speaking of, you guys, the trailer.
And then eventually you'll be the Senate.
Oh, right. We should talk about that
with
a little
Palpatine
bit.
With Palpatine laughing in the end.
Yeah.
So does you think he just... You?
It does excite me, yeah. Actually.
You think he just didn't die, or they're going to like split off with all the clones that he had like in the books?
Ooh, that's a good question.
There are stories where his spirit kind of haunts and possesses stuff.
Oh,
so he could still be around.
Shit.
Ghost Palpatine.
Like fucking Harry Potter?
Pretty much.
like space, Voldemort?
Like space Harry Potter?
I don't know the full storyline, but there's a storyline that's no longer canon where Palpatine
None
tries
of those
to
books are canon.
No, not anymore. But he tries to take over Luke Skywalker by possessing his body.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So maybe they're going to try and spin some of that into the new series.
Like a good admin that I am, I found this breaking news on our own page. Because you had posted the trailer, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. I stopped what I was doing.
I even text messaged him like, hey, by the way, I posted the new Star Wars trailer because I saw you hadn't posted it yet. And you're usually really on top of that stuff. So I didn't want him to double post. And he's like, wow, good job.
Nice.
You did a thing for once. So I saw a spoof trailer of it that was my first immediate thought while watching the trailer. So that scene where, Rey, almost called her Padme, like is running away from the TIE fighter and does the backflip, and clearly she's going to cut the TIE fighter in half, right? So the spoof trailer is she's running away, the TIE fighter comes up behind her and just
blows her up.
Just blows her
Rolls up. The title screen.
Yeah. And in my brain, I was just like, that's what I was thinking. Like, why doesn't he just shoot at her?
Maybe you have no more laser beams, bro.
Dude, do they load? Do they have cartridges? Is there a limit of
the Death Star
laser
has to reboot, kind of. Maybe
it's like a crystal, bro. It needs to be recharged or something.
I've always wondered that. Is there like a limit of laser beam ammo?
Wireless recharging in the future?
I want to say yes, because they have reloading in the video games. I mean, it's just fuck video game mechanic, but it's in there.
I've always wondered that. Or like in G.I. Joe.
You charge your gun with a USB cable and type 3.
Gotta plug it. You got to plug Thunderbolt. It in your phone if it's not dead.
It's fucking some iPhone attachment that costs $30 every time you run out.
A picture of a dude with
an unnecessary iPhone attachment that Android didn't need to bother with?
Yeah.
Some kind of dongle?
Dongle. That's why the stormtroopers are
talking about.
That's why the stormtroopers always miss.
Too busy messing with their dongles. Yeah.
Dongle's such a good fucking word.
Dongle. Handle the dongle.
Now you're fucking trending down.
I know. I think
of
how many
40 fucking Reese's you ate.
Dude, it's bad.
fucking pounding Reese's and Peeps and weed.
You should have taken it a long time ago, Tim. I can't be trusted.
It's okay. Oh, I forgive you.
What the fuck?
If candy's...
I just think of how bad certain parts of those movies are, now that we're talking about them, I'm like, some of those movies are just hot garbage moments, but...
Wait, the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously going to love them forever because of...
Childhood,
but when you really think about it...
The prequels are rough.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's redeeming values in literally all three of them, but in general, they're terrible.
Misa Jaja Binks, kill yourself.
See, I rewatched it. I mean, he didn't really affect anything for me. Like, I don't remember him being awful. I think that's why people hate him.
He's
center in a ton of that movie for no reason.
You know, like, shows, any TV show, like Orville, whatever, there are episodes that most of the episodes progress the show, and then occasionally there's an episode that's just like, why the fuck was that in this show? That's Jar Jar Binks throughout the entirety of, like, the fucking first movie. It's like, he literally doesn't need to be in it at all.
Unless he's Emperor Palpatine.
Yes, unless he is.
Didn't his people help save the Dark Master? The movie?
His people do. But do you really need Jar Jar?
Well,
that?
Jar Jar takes them,
but they're Jedi. They could have just fucking went there.
They could have figured that shit out. Also, they're the two Jedi.
You always need somebody to take you to the secret place, Gabe.
Also, the fucking calluses that must be on Jedi Sands. When he has that fucking blast door and he's slowly melting it and it's like fucking touching his hand, but it's fucking smolting a door. That's some crazy ass shit.
He's using the Force, bro.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Space magic.
That could be
Jedi space magic.
Jedi space magic.
His midichlorians must be super high,
especially on the palms of his hands.
Interesting.
And his face, neck, and chest.
He's like, I'm so good at controlling the Force, like right here.
Not so much here
or over here, but like right here.
Always.
I love that. That's on Facebook.
I know.
Me too. May the Force be with you.
Oh, may the Force be with me.
Goo.
Is this like the last? Because it says it's the last movie.
It's the last,
or is it like the last arc of movies?
It's the last Star Wars, or it's the last Skywalker like story arc.
So there is a trilogy in development. And it's not due out for like another 2 or 3 years, but it's going to be Knights of the Old Republic, basically. So the old video game, probably still the best Star Wars video game, even though it's like 20 years old at this point.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to argue against.
And that, so, they're still going to be coming out. They're coming out with the Mandalorian TV show.
Yeah.
It's all going to be on the Disney Plus.
And they're coming out.
There's another animated series, too, I think, isn't it?
There's another animated series.
Or just another...
Like one more standalone movie, too? I thought there was.
No say, senor.
That'd be cool.
There was rumors it was going to be like a Boba Fett or an Obi-Wan or a Yoda movie.
The Mandalorian show is going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, the Clone Wars, I think, cartoon is coming back, too.
And Takei Waititi is going to voice IG-88, which is hilarious. Some kind of freaky circle.
Oh, a lot of shit. A lot of shit coming to Disney Plus.
I'm pretty excited about it. I'm pretty excited about all like the random Marvel shows they're supposedly creating, like Vision and Scarlet Witch, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Loki's going to have his own series, apparently.
So obviously nothing fucking happened, but in the Swamp Thing preview where it just like looks like real Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
I was like, that was good enough.
That's pretty cool.
I was worried about how it's going to look.
Yeah, you didn't like our pages.
Oh,
I know.
I don't like it because then you yell at me for liking it as the Facebook page.
Like it as Gabe Yanass.
But I have to do that from my computer instead of my
phone. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's super annoying. It's super stupid.
I didn't even know I had the power.
It's super stupid that in the Facebook app, you can't make that transition.
I agree.
Have to go to
Facebook.com.
Facebook.com.
It's not that hard.
Dude,
I can do it on my Facebook
app. You have to pick up fucking DC Premium, and you have to watch Doom Patrol, and then you can get rid of it.
At least until Swamp Thing's fully out, then get it for that
Doom Patrol. So I stopped watching it after episode 2. Episode 3 is the fucking shit. There are puppets. People are just getting torn in half left and right. I was just like, what the fuck happened?
Apparently Robot Man beats another guy with the severed torso of another guy.
Dude, yeah, he grabs the guy, stomps on him, rips his legs off, and starts beating the shit out of other people with his, like, bloody legs.
That's enough for me.
It looks so cheesy. That's why I didn't want to watch it. Dude, but I've heard so many good things about it.
It's good.
It looks weird.
It does.
It fascinates me.
To me, it didn't look good, but I've heard a lot of things.
I forget
good
the girl's
about
name.
It.
And they did her powers so good, though, where her different personalities each have a power.
Yeah.
They did it, like, perfectly in the show.
That's awesome. I'll have to check it out. I'm sure I can find it totally
I'll have
legally.
To check it out on DC Premium.
I think that's what DC Universe.
Yeah, DC Universe.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on the Fire Stick somewhere.
It's right on the DC Universe that I'll find
premium.
It.
Premium. You gotta fucking pay for
it. Oh, man. Anybody else? Anything?
We spoke about it, pretty much everything. For Facebook, Planet of the Apes is our next pop culture classic, the original.
Damn you, you damn dirty apes!
You damn dirty liberals! I imagined him saying that.
Obviously, it's not a spoiler alert, because that movie came out before I was born. But at the end...
Well, that movie could be so old that people don't even know that it existed.
At the end, when he figures out what's happening... Okay, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
I watched this movie
with... The Statue of Liberty scene?
Yeah.
Shut up!
I missed, spoiler alert!
On purpose, bro.
I watched this movie with my son maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. I think I talked about this on the show. And we got to the end, and he's like... What? Like, he was blown away because it's exactly that. He's never heard of it. He's never seen it. He has no idea anything about the movie. They get all the way to the end, and the surprise at the end was actually a surprise to him. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, that's awesome. I don't think I even got that experience. I think my dad told me what was about to happen before we even watched it.
They did it. I realized
that. Oh, the overacting in this is going to be fun to talk about. Yeah, be sure to watch Planet of the Apes.
I picked up the sand and I didn't like holding it anymore.
If you want to know more about the podcast, you probably already do because you're watching this, but or listening to it. You know what?
Both.
Really, just go to www.totlb.com to
experience it with all your senses.
Find all of the different things about the show.
Touch.
Maybe.
For a small fee.
Hall of Justice in Parker, Colorado. That's when you can come down and...
Get a touch.
Cop a feel of this long box.
You have nice breasts.
They're okay.
Anyway, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram.
A little hairier than I'd like.
At Outside Long Box. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. And, of course, you can shoot us an email if you're working on any kind of project. We love to hear from people that are doing independent work, movies, television, books, comic books, whatever it is that you're working on, we want to talk to you about it. You can shoot us an email at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. That's pretty much the fastest way to do that. I think
we spoke to Frank Gogol today from
Source Point Press.
We got an interview scheduled for tomorrow. So
for tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't want to say it out loud.
You're going to release it tomorrow?
No. You have to do an interview tomorrow.
Oh, have you told me about it?
Yeah.
Did I forget?
Probably.
Okay. Anyway.
He didn't know he had that power.
Yeah. No, I forget things.
Yeah. He doesn't have that power. That's why.
But yeah, shoot us an email at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. One will set you up with an interview time that I'll forget about. Of course, if you have any kind of opinions on anything that we've talked about today, we'd love for you to leave us a voicemail at 970-573-6148 at the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May his midget loving ass rest in peace. Finally, you can support us by going to shop.totlb.com or to patreon.com/totlb, where, of course, we would like to thank our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek Doyle, who's sitting right there, Devin Taylor, Jason, Steve, Christine, Michael, Megan, probably Jeremiah, too.
Yeah, we like Jeremiah. Jeremiah's a good guy.
I feel like they're
He's good
attached.
People. I think that, well, yeah, they're married.
Marsha and Jamie.
I never seen
Yeah, Marsha and Jamie.
The
they might be knotted together, too. I don't know.
Yeah, like literally tied together.
Yeah.
Because they're both pretty skinny, so you can tie them like ropes, maybe. I don't know.
I'm working on all of those things. I say that every time, but I'm actually working on all the Patreon stuff right now. So the sketch hopefully is coming soon. I got the glass being worked on for Devin and Taylor. I got hats. I got shirts going. So everybody's going to get their shit here pretty soon.
course, check out our shop to buy that fantastic Make Michael Jackson Black Again hat.
Megan said they're a package deal. So
they are a package deal.
Appreciate it, oh, Marsha.
And that's kinky.
That's kinky. Noted.
It's kinky or terrifying.
Finally, be sure to check out our YouTube channel at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube, where you too can watch us review things in our car, much to Dom's chagrin.
Yeah, fuck Dom.
Yeah. With that said, this has been episode 111 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
Oh, shit, it was 111?
Yeah.
Damn, that's awesome.
Do you realize we went clockwise this time, but counterclockwise at the beginning of the show?
I do that on purpose almost every time.
I've never noticed.
That's because you're stoned as fuck right now.
It's crazy. Oh, I'm Tim. Hi.
Heart to you, too.
Totally lying about Megan. That whole stone thing.
Yeah, give her the heart. There you go. Nope, she can't see you.
Give her the what?
Now she can see you.
Give her the heart.
The heart.
Everybody doing hearts?
She sent us a heart emoji.
You want to do a heart together?
That is an awful-looking heart. On that note, we're out of here.
Hey, happy Easter to everybody. Hopefully we're as offensive as you hoped.
Hopefully random UA day doesn't affect anybody tomorrow.
Oh, so. Yeah. I didn't have to take a mandatory UA because I'm not the manager that cut off a dude's finger at work.
Deuces, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.